back, Jackson Sports, on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Brought to you by Knutson's and our good friends at Bud Light. I do have a streaming issue today, so if you're trying to catch us on Facebook, you can't. Which is fine, because, I mean, we are radio, so you can do it the old traditional way, which is right here. Right here on 101.9 FM. And we are recording the program, so you'll be able to catch the audio recording later. Or as we're starting to call it, the podcast. But 990-9426, once we get to the phone lines. But before we go that far, we are going to the sports line, and we're welcoming back to the program, because we start every Friday with Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball. We're welcoming back to the program, Drew!
What's going on, Mark?
Hey, man, how you doing?
You know what? I'm really good. Really, really good. I finally had a decent week. Not a good week, but
yeah,
a decent week.
Yeah, you had a decent week. I had an okay week. And finally, we had a week when we both were better than the 8-Ball.
Oh, I love it. Finally stopped the 8-Ball a little bit.
my wife, on the other hand, she had decided to do picks last week, and she beat me. Which was fine. You know, we're all okay. Everything's good in the universe, you know. And we had a lot of fun with it. But she picked Illinois over Penn State last week.
Well, who wouldn't? Right?
Yeah, exactly. Who would? I think her and maybe one other person on the planet picked Illinois over Penn State. Well, for the backstory.
Yeah, that other person would be my wife, Mark.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I went down in flames as well.
Oh, man. But yep. she picked it that the only she told me the only reason why she picked it that way is because, you know, as you know, she went to Pittsburgh. She went to Pitt. Mm-hmm. She's from Pittsburgh, and she hates Penn State. So she went with her heart and didn't pick Penn State at all. So,
well, luckily for me, my wife is kind of the same thing, where she hates Ohio State, so that's why she didn't pick Ohio State, and that gave me at least a fighting chance against her. So other than that, she would have throttled me. So,
oh man,
luckily her hatred for Ohio State cost her one game, so that helped me out a little bit.
So let's look at how we did against the 8-Ball. Last week, Northwestern at number 9 Michigan. The spread was 23.5. I clearly said Michigan would win, but they wouldn't cover the spread because I thought it was a trap game for them, right?
Yep, and I honestly wanted to go. I was also going to go with Northwestern, but, you know, we do the back and forth thing for Michigan, and
we have to do.
You went first, so I, you know, allowed you, of course, to take that pick, and otherwise I would have lost as well, because I didn't think there was any way that Michigan was going to cover that. I was pleasantly surprised.
You and the 8-Ball both got a win there.
Yep. They only have to throw the ball to win. It's great.
We had two people on the planet that we know of that picked Illinois to beat, at the time, number 7 Penn State. We all lost that pick. You, me, and the 8-Ball all lost that one.
You and I talked about it. What a weird overtime rule.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest way to watch football. It's almost like a penalty for, like, hockey. It's like a penalty shot.
I had no idea. I know, it's weird, but...
It is.
It is. I like the college overtime rule a lot better than the pro overtime.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. It's fun from the 25, and then, you know, then they went to where you'd have to go for two, but this whole lineup from the 3 and back and forth, and plus... You know, they were going away from the student section each time, so every time they were back and forth across the field. So it definitely slowed it down, but it was still entertaining.
So, yeah. And then Wisconsin at Purdue, number 25, Purdue, they kind of lost their mojo. I think they used it all up the week before. So they lost to Wisconsin, 30-13. I had the Wisconsin pick. You and the 8-Ball had Purdue. Mm-hmm. Maryland at Minnesota. Minnesota was last week picked by 4.5. They ended up throttling Maryland 34-16. I picked Maryland. You picked Minnesota. 8-Ball picked Maryland.
Yeah. Well, you remember, that was my team earlier. They were going back and forth, and I think now Minnesota, P.J. Fleck, he's got it. He's got them playing. I mean, they're looking. I mean, they've gotten better as the season's gone on, so you'll see what I think of them later. But, yeah, they're no longer my nemesis. I'm getting on the bandwagon with them.
Okay. All right. Ohio State at Indiana. Number 5 Ohio State. They ended up throttling Indiana 54-7. I picked OSU. You picked OSU. 8-Ball threw us a bone, picked Indiana.
That's nice of them.
On to the pro, Packers hosting Washington last week. We all picked the Pack, and the Cheeseheads won. Lions at Rams. Rams won. Rams won, but they didn't cover the 16-point spread, so we couldn't count that one. We didn't get that pick.
Well, who knew there was going to be an onside kick, a couple fake punts? I mean, I didn't plan for that when I was doing my picks.
Yeah, I know, right? That was weird.
Yeah. It went for everything. I'll give them credit.
And Bears at Buccaneers. Of course, the Bucs manhandled the Bears that game, so we all got that pick. So last week, Drew got 5.
Yeah, baby.
Yes. Close behind, I got 4, and the 8-ball got 3. So the standings right now, 8-ball's at 45. I'm at 44, and Drew, you're coming up. Coming up, man, you're at 41. So it's a race. There's still time to do this. All right.
Oh, there's plenty of time. We got a lot of football left.
We do. We do.
We're like halfway through, so we've got a lot of football left.
We could figure out something, too. Like, once the Big Ten schedule's done and if we're still losing, we could figure out something.
Oh, yeah, we're going to beat J-Ball one way or another.
All right. I have no idea why the streaming's working, which, you know, I spent all the time setting up the Magic 8-Ball cam. All right. I might just use it anyway because it's fun. I know. Yeah. Oh. All right. You ready for this week's picks?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, let's start off with our noon kickoffs. We're going to start off with Rutgers.
Yeah, I knew you'd be excited right off the bat.
At Illinois, Rutgers favored by 1.5. Who's going first, me or you?
I don't care. You want to go? Go ahead.
I got
you start
it.
Start us off.
I'll get it. All right. So Rutgers at Illinois. Illinois beat Penn State.
Unreal.
Did they use up all their mojo last week? I have no idea. I can't imagine that they have much left in the tank after that. Rutgers still looking for their Big Ten win, but they've been a pesky little team. Boy, nothing better than the battle of the basement. I'm going to go with Rutgers just for giggles.
Oh. Oh, you're getting on their bandwagon. I like it.
Rutgers.
Well, this is your kind of game, though. You got two teams with boring helmets. We got a giant I and a giant R. I mean, this is right up your alley.
I
thought you would enjoy picking
nice that conservative unis. Yes.
I mean, like you said, huge win against Penn State. Uh-huh. I mean, Illinois ran the ball all over Penn State. They had over 300 yards, and for I think I was telling you about it. It made no sense to me. Here we are in their quadruple 13th overtime, and for some reason they just threw the ball every time. I mean, it was just – it made no sense why they would abandon the run when that's what got them to the end.
Yeah.
But, you know, Rutgers is 1-4 against spread, last 5 against Illinois. And I like Illinois' chance to run the ball again, so I'm going with the Fighting Illini.
Going with the Illini.
Yeah, all I don't have a lot of confidence in them, but it's at home. So, yeah, we're going with the Illini.
All right. Let's see what the 8-Ball says. 8-Ball, will Rutgers win with the spread? Outlook not so good. Wow.
Oh, Bielema.
Right. This could be one.
Confidence in Bielema, just like I do.
All right.
Bring him up for another big win.
Let's see what happens here with the next one. So we've got Indiana at Maryland. All right. The live is finally working. Indiana at Maryland. Maryland favored by 5.5. I believe this is yours to go first.
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah. Well, you know, earlier I was all about Tagovailoa and Maryland, and I was really – you know, impressed with what they did to start the season off, which they did. I think they've started 4-0 and haven't lost their next two, but maybe even 3 now. But anyways, huge disappointment out of Indiana. I mean, really thought they were going to do something again after what they did last year. I think Penix Jr., I think, is still going to be out again this year, or this week, I mean. Since it's in Maryland, give me the Terps.
Going with the Terps.
Give me the Terps.
Yeah, I'm going to be right there with you. Maryland's favored by 5.5. It's one of those that could go either way. Yep. Don't have really any faith in Indiana. So, yeah, I'll be going with the Terps again to not only beat them, but to also beat that 5.5-point spread. So, Magic 8-Ball. Will Maryland win with the spread? Well, it's on the line. Got to shake it. Oh, I can't read it from that angle. It came up upside down. Sources say yes. It says yes. Just so we can prove it, it's right there. It says yes. So the 8-Ball is also going with Maryland on that one. All right. Number 9, Iowa at Wisconsin. Wisconsin is favored by 3.5 on this one, even though they haven't really performed well in the Big Ten this year.
And amazing.
Iowa is sitting there still ranked number 9 with a loss under their belt in the Big Ten. You know, I just look back and I think how Michigan went in there and throttled Wisconsin. Other teams like Notre Dame had their way with Wisconsin. Wisconsin's just not performing well this year. I have no idea how they got picked to win this one at home. I'm going with Iowa. I think it's pretty easy. I think it's a pretty easy guess there. I'm going with Iowa.
The same thing. It was funny because I was looking over the points, looking over the spread, and I thought the same thing. I'm going, it just makes absolutely no sense. What do they know that we don't to give Wisconsin? I mean, yeah, Iowa had that loss. It was an ugly loss a couple weeks ago, but still, I mean, they still got a solid team. I think their quarterback's healthy. I don't know. I mean, Wisconsin, they did look good against the Boilermakers. I don't know if maybe that kind of brought their confidence back up. But, coming off the bye week, getting that their first loss, I think Hawkeyes getting back on winning track. Give me the Hawkeyes.
All right, going with the Hawkeyes. Now,
give me the Hawkeyes.
I'm going to make sure I write this down before I go to the Magic 8-Ball. Magic 8-Ball, will Wisconsin win with the spread? Oh, wow. My reply is no from the Magic 8-Ball.
Well, so, that's all of us, right?
It's all of us again.
No, oh, boy.
Magic
doesn't want to lose.
Magic 8-Ball does not want to lose. Well, that's going to be the Michigan-Michigan State game for the next one. You want the 8-Ball to go first?
I was thinking we should skip everything else and just talk about the Michigan-Michigan State game the whole time anyway.
All right. Now, since you brought that up, we can spend a little time here. Did you check out the video of the dogs from Playful Paws picking the game?
Oh, no, I didn't know. I've been back to work, and I've been wrapped up and all this.
Man.
Right? That's too bad. How'd that go?
Well, I'm gonna pull it up. We had a dog named Addie. I'm going to play it right now. A dog named Addie who she ended up – oh, wait, this is the one that has all of the dogs doing it. So they put up a divider where they had a bunch of dogs coming on through, and they all went either to the Michigan side or the Michigan State side. 5 dogs went to the Michigan side. 6 dogs went to the Michigan State side. But there was a Great Dane who took his time. And took his time, right? So there was that one. So they picked that one. Then they had a dog by the name of Addie, who was a golden. They put out a bowl that had Michigan food that on a Michigan side, and they put out a bowl with food in it on the Michigan State side. And they let Addie come loose. She comes out again. This was at Playful Paws yesterday. So they open up the door. Addie runs in, goes right towards the Michigan bowl. Didn't even hesitate, even look at the state bowl. Went right towards the Michigan bowl. So you got the pack of dogs picking state and Addie picking Michigan. So
I like where Addie's going with that.
You like where Addie's going with that. All right. Do you want the 8-Ball to pick first here?
Why not? Should we switch it up on the Michigan game though? It's kind of late in the season to make it call an audible like that.
Ooh yeah, I don't want to.
Maybe
don't
maybe
the
maybe in
the
Minnesota Northwestern we should do it. But at this point, I think and I have called the Michigan-Michigan State game. Either one of us.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know if we want to mess with that mojo.
All right. So now after the dog thing, I forget who's supposed to pick first next. I lost my track. I lost my train of thought.
I think I have to do the Michigan game.
All right.
If we're going next, or if we're going just on the Michigan game, I can't remember the next one, but I know you picked the Michigan game last week.
All right.
I was stuck with it, which worked out for me.
It worked out for you. It'll work out for you this week. All right, go for it.
Well, Michigan still, McNamara can't really throw the ball. For anybody that watched it last week, any other Michigan fans probably about as scared as I am. I mean, that's one thing State can do. They've got good receivers. They have the big play. I mean, they're, how much are we going to see McCarthy? Is he going to step in for McNamara?
Right.
I don't know. But then you got Mel Tucker. Is he thinking LSU a little bit? Maybe. And I'm curious to see what's going to go down, and weather may be a factor. It doesn't really look like it. I think there's a small chance of rain, but nothing too crazy. But if it does, that'll help Michigan's secondary, which they've looked a lot better this year. So, it's going to be an interesting game. It would be really nice. I'd have a lot more confidence in the team if McNamara could throw the ball down the field.
Right.
I mean, the dinks and dunks, he's decent at that. But, anybody that watched the game, he's just inconsistent. And, like I said, I don't know if he'll still be starting by the end of the season. We'll see. I don't know what his November is going to look like. I'm curious to see what happens.
Right.
Saturday, tomorrow's probably going to tell us a lot what he's going to be going forward.
Right.
I think that I'm going to say that I think Michigan's going to win, but I think it's going to be closer than the four. So I'm going to take the Spartans.
Whoa! Just let me know as soon as your messenger lights up from your sister. Okay.
Oh, what do you want to talk?
She's going to light you up
there again, though. There again, that's why I did lead with the fact that I think Michigan's going to win, but I just think that's too close.
All right.
You know, I just think that it's too big of a game. I think it's going to come down to a last second. Whoever has the ball last will have a chance for the game.
Yeah.
I mean, a field goal could win it, or it could be, you know, it's going to be close.
Wow. Well, yeah. I can tell you what, man. You're actually.
That's what you wanted to do, wasn't it?
As a Michigan fan, especially during the Jim Harbaugh era, you have to be nervous about this game on a couple fronts. He hasn't beaten State consistently. Anytime he goes up against a top 10 ranked team, he loses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty damn consistent.
Very consistent, like every game.
Michigan's got a great thing going with their running game by committee with Corum and Haskins. State's got a pretty good thing going with their running defense. Michigan's got a pretty good thing going with the running defense. State's got a pretty good thing going with K-9 running, with Kenneth Walker III on the ground game. And I think we're going to see a pretty stout run game this week. I don't think we're going to see much in the air, kind of like you alluded to, because I don't think both teams are that strong in the air. So it's going to be a traditional type ground and pound, bunch of bodies, pile of dust kind of game. Is what I'm thinking for tomorrow. Honestly, I think, don't confuse my fandom, because I want Michigan to win, but I think the table's set for disappointment for tomorrow if you're a Michigan fan based on recent history during the Jim Harbaugh era. But since we don't want to jinx the football gods, and it's been going back and forth for us like it has been, you picked MSU, I got to pick Michigan.
Well, and I don't know that that's going to be bad for you. Michigan, depending on what they do, who knows? A turnover could be huge, because really both the teams have done a good job holding on to the ball this season too. So
yeah,
you know, it's really, I think, anybody's game. It's just, you know, Thorne has really looked decent to where McNamara really hasn't, other than handing the ball and managing the game. He's just a body. You know, he's just out there. He's really been a disappointment, I think.
But, uh-huh.
Like I said, we'll probably see some McCarthy. I'm sure we'll see some direct snaps to him.
Well, Tucker's been practicing and preparing for two quarterbacks this week.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. ESPN Game Day going to be there. Big Noon Saturday going to be there. Barstool Sports going to – well, they're not going to be on campus, but they're going to be there. So, yeah. All right. Here it goes. 8-ball. Will Michigan win with the 4-point spread? Ask again later. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
all right.
Too scared.
All right.
Too scared. It knows my sister's listening.
Baseball bat, microwave, freezer, anything can scare the 8-ball. All right, we'll let the 8-ball go first on this one. We've got Minnesota with a 7.5-point favorite at Northwestern. 8-ball, will Minnesota win with the spread? Come on. As I see it, yes. So the 8-ball, we let the 8-ball go first this time, and it picked Minnesota. All right. Let's see here. Minnesota at Northwestern. You know, Minnesota is just not a bad team when they decide to show up to play football. Northwestern is a pretty bad team. So I'm going to go, just based on that knowledge alone, I'm going with Minnesota.
I like the way you really broke that one down.
I kept it simple.
As simple as it gets, Mark.
We spent a lot of time on the Michigan State game, so I kind of abbreviated just a bit.
I liked it. I'm with you. I mean, I agree. Minnesota's probably in all honesty, I think they're going to win in the Big Ten West. We'll see what happens.
Really?
But I think they're going to. It's laid on for them. I'm trying to think about who they are. I was looking at their schedule there last night, but they really coming up. I think they still have Wisconsin they have to play, if I remember right. But other than that, I mean, it's laid out for them. So, you know, all the smack I talked about them earlier, and they were garbage and everything else, and P.J. Fleck is rolling the boat right past them. But, yeah, I mean, they're rushing the ball. I mean, they look like a decent team. Their defense has gotten better as the season's gone on. So,
all right.
Yeah, I think Northwestern's just happy to be in the basement.
All right. We'll come back to the Michigan-Michigan State game with the eight ball in just a second. Let's keep rolling. Purdue at Nebraska. Nebraska favored by 7.5. Go for it.
All right. Well, first off, Scott Frost has never beat a ranked team or won after a bye week since he's been at Nebraska.
All right.
That's pretty interesting
wow.
stuff there to me.
That's another Drew
that
deep cut, everybody.
Been there that long.
That's another What's Drew. That? That's another Drew deep cut.
That's a deep cut right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, wow.
It's a pretty interesting one when I saw that. I thought that was a pretty neat fact. But there again, I think Nebraska still is a decent team. They've just been playing teams that are better than them. Once again, yeah. I mean, their schedule hasn't been easy. But, 7.5 points is so tough to me because that's about where I would feel comfortable at. If it was, six or so, I'd be better feeling Nebraska. But I'm actually going to end up going the other way. I think I'm going to stick with, I'm going with Purdue.
All right.
Give me Purdue in the points just because it's 7.5.
I don't
have much confidence in either of them, so give me Purdue.
All right. I like Purdue because they have the big drum, even though they won't be taking it to Nebraska.
You do love that big drum.
I do love that big drum. And, even though I like Nebraska's conservative unis, I don't like the head coach, man. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
Parts of it. I never finished
Parts
it.
Parts of it? You never finished it? All right.
Nope.
So you got to finish it so you can get the reference because the head coach looks like the creepy dude at the last season of Breaking Bad. Seriously, he does. This is kind of a close one. It's one of those things that could go either way. Purdue has just Nebraska hasn't shown really any flashes of brilliance. They've been losing to the teams that they're supposed to lose to, and sometimes they haven't beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. Purdue
exactly.
has been going in, beating teams they're not supposed to beat, and then other times they're just not performing to their full potential. I think we're going to see the latter Purdue this week, and I think we're going to see the Purdue that's going to go into Nebraska and beat them up with their conservative uniforms. So I'm going with Purdue.
There you go.
All right. Was that a better breakdown?
I like that, man. Right, we need to get into that one.
All right, here we go. Now, Magic 8-Ball. Will Nebraska win with the spread? Cannot predict right now. Making us go
here
back.
Here we go again.
Another one. All right.
Here we go again.
Nationally televised.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I mean, well, didn't you say it might be, didn't your wife say it might be a female 8-Ball?
I mean, I don't know. I thought it
I'm just, I don't want to say too much, but judging by the indecisiveness, I'm just thinking maybe you could be onto something there.
I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to say I don't know what the 8-Ball's pronoun is. So, Penn State, nationally televised game, 7:30 kick time, number 20 Penn State. You know when they put this on the schedule, they were hoping for like a top 10 Penn State versus a top 10 Ohio State. Didn't happen that way. Thank you, Illinois. So number 20 Penn State at number 5 Ohio State. Ohio State picked to win this one by 18.5. Oh, man.
That was another one. I was looking through the schedule going, that's a tough one to call, too.
It is a tough one to call, but I don't think Penn State has really the mojo in them that they're supposed to have this year. Neither does Ohio State, but they have a little more in the tank than most others in the Big Ten. 18.5 is a bigger spread that I'm comfortable with, but I'm still going to go with the Buckeyes on this one. They're the best in the Big Ten until someone else says otherwise, so I'm going with the Buckeyes.
They are the best, the Ohio State football team. You know, the quarterback, Stroud, is great. There's no doubt about it. Like we talked last week, I mean, he's impresses as the weeks have gone on. I watched a couple of interviews with the kid, too. I mean, and he does seem like a down-to-earth, and too bad that he wasn't wearing maize and blue, but unfortunately, he went the other way. Figure after what happened to Penn State last week, losing that one to Illinois at home, that was that took a lot out of him. I guarantee you that beat him up. But I also think that's going to put a little fire underneath him. Sean Clifford was hurt. He did play last week, but he's going to be more healthy this week. And I think he's going to try and get rid of that sting from last week. And they're not going to win, but I don't think the Buckeyes are going to cover.
Oh, so you're going with Penn State?
I'm going with Penn State.
Going with PSU.
Oh, man, I had a hard time with this.
Wait, you're going with the team that just got beat by Illinois.
Exactly.
Bottom of the basement.
It doesn't make any sense, but I think Penn State's defense is good. Unfortunately, right. Like I said, they did let Illinois run the ball all over them, but Ohio State's rushing attack isn't as good as I think Stroud is at throwing the ball, and I don't know. We'll see. I mean, he does run well as well, so
Last week was like the epitome of trap game for Penn State. That's the trap I thought Michigan was going to fall in last week with Northwestern. But, PSU just fell into a trap last week.
I agree.
All right. Magic 8-Ball. Will the Ohio State win with the spread? My reply is no. Wow!
Hey! Now the A-ball's trying to jump on board.
I'm gonna gain one on both of you this week. All right, before we
or not, big boy.
No, I'm gaining. Let's go to the Magic 8-Ball before we move on to the NFC. Let's go back and pick up where we left off. Michigan at Michigan State. Magic 8-Ball. Will Michigan win with the spread?
Go blue.
It is certain. It is certain.
That sounds wonderful.
It is certain. And, so the Magic 8-Ball will not be getting a curtain message from your sister. Let's go to Purdue at Nebraska. Magic 8-Ball, will Nebraska win with the spread? Don't count on it. So the 8-Ball is going with Purdue as well. So, all right, on to the NFC North. Sunday. We got to say we totally missed, your humble host here totally missed the Thursday night game. I went to go put together the sheet last night, totally missed it, so we aren't picking the Packers because I missed it. But we have a plan. If there are any more Thursday night games on the schedule, we'll have a quick little Thursday segment to pick that one. Then we'll pick the rest of them on Friday. So that'll happen in the future so we don't miss any more. And, Drew and I both need the games to pick so we can catch up to the 8-Ball. It wasn't done on purpose.
It was a heck of a game, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
Kyrie, a chance to win at the end.
Packers. Go, Pack, go. All right. 49ers at Bears, 1 o'clock on Sunday. 49ers. Expected to win this one by 4. Go for it.
Well, that was a couple of teams that really just aren't very good. I think the 49ers, from what I've seen, I think are a little bit better. Justin Fields, they're still got a lot of, there's still a big learning curve right now. They're San Francisco, though, they haven't been very impressive, but I don't know. I see Jimmy G should be able to put up some big numbers against the Bears defense, so I will take the 49ers.
You're going with the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let me write this down on your appropriate column, 49ers. It's only a spread by 4.
Yep.
The Bears. Anybody's
game in Chicago.
It's anybody's game in Chicago. Fan base really helps the team in Chicago, too. Oh, man. And the rookie quarterback has besides that first game, he's been pretty good. Besides that first game. All right. I'll give you that. You could tell I wasn't full on with the, he was pretty good-ish. I'll give you the pretty good-ish. I thank you for that. So I'm going to go with the Bears. I'm going to go with the Bears. Why not, right?
Hey, why not?
I could go anyway. All right. Magic 8-Ball. The 49ers. Will the 49ers win with the spread? Concentrate and ask again. Maybe I threw it off. I don't know. Do you want another short breakdown?
What's that?
Do you want another short breakdown?
Well, what do you have?
All right. So up next, Eagles at the Lions. Eagles favored by 3.5. Eagles will win.
I like that. That's a good short breakdown. Eagles are bad. Lions are worse. Go with Eagles. That's pretty good. All right, I've got a little bit longer one, but not much.
Do we need to dwell on it? Seriously.
We're going to keep her short and sweet. We are. We've got just a couple quick things to discuss about our old Lions. We kind of talked about them briefly, everything they tried last week. But, the big question, on everybody's mind, every Lions fan out there in Detroit land, is this the week they finally get their first win?
No.
Mark? I had no. And as the day's gone on, the more I thought about it, I'm switching to a yes.
All right.
I think they're going to beat the Eagles.
It's an awful thin spread.
Jalen Hurts is young. He's not that good. He's okay. Uh-huh. But bummer is the Lions secondary is just so beaten down. The whole team is just bad at every phase. But you know, after what I saw last week, I'm pretty sure that Campbell will do whatever he can to win. So I'm going to give the Lions a shot this week, and we're going to see what they can do.
I'm looking forward to another press conference where the waterworks are flowing after loss.
He really cares.
Maybe they'll lose only by two, so they won't win the spread. Maybe they'll lose by another last-second record-breaking field goal or something.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. There you go.
All right, here we go. Magic 8-ball. Will the Philadelphia Football Eagles win with the spread? Yes, definitely.
All right. Well,
that was a very...
Before we switch, I do have one last deep cut on this Detroit game for you.
All right.
If you can take it.
I can take it.
Detroit is 5-1 against the spread their last six games against the Eagles.
Wow.
I know it.
Wow.
You wouldn't think that, but that was the stats I came up with. So
wow, that doesn't translate to wins, but that just beats the spread.
Well, that's still a win for me.
That's no rewards on your Caesar app. So, all right.
Good point.
Cowboys at Vikings. Vikings are picked to win this by 2.5.
There's another one where, as the day has gone on, I've been listening to different sports and, you know, different things here and there. And I thought about changing. And I think I'm going to stick with the Cowboys. Yeah. Originally, I had Cowboys down because, you know, I think Dak, I think he was going to play. I think he was hurt, but sounds like he's going to be able to play. You know, Zach Elliott, he does what he does. But, and really, their only loss is to the Bucks. And so far, the Vikings, so-so. Cousins have been throwing the ball pretty well. But I don't know. I'm thinking about switching, but I'm going to stick with the Cowboys. So give me America's team.
Go America's team. I hate
that. It's right up there with picking Ohio State and the Packers, man. I get that real feeling in the back of my throat. You know, it's like you want to.
Yeah, as far as pro football goes, I really hate the Cowboys. I really do. I just don't like the Cowboys more so than any other team in the NFL. They are the Ohio State of professional ball, are the Cowboys.
That aren't even that good. That's the crazy part about it. They've just done such a good job branding themselves back in the, you know, 80s and 90s.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this year, like you said, they've got the one loss, but they don't have Dak. And Dak, he came back.
Right.
There was a lot of question marks with how he was going to perform when he came back, and it's like he came back better than ever. But now he's just – I think he's listed as questionable. I'm not sure if he's
exactly.
playing or not.
He's questionable. Can't we wait and make our decision on Sunday we find out if he's going to play or not?
No, we got to do it now. So
that's not fair.
Yeah, well, sorry. Yeah. That's how it is.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Cowboys.
I'm going to just bank on Dak being healthy. If Dak's not healthy, I think it's going to be a totally different game, just kind of like what you alluded to. But I'm going to bet on Dak playing, so I'm putting down America's team, too.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Yeah, so, all right, Magic 8-Ball. Well, the Vikings, again, another one. Even with Dak not healthy and the Vikings performing the way that they are, I just don't know how you put the Vikings as a 2.5 favorite on this. I think you just got to, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, with it.
Vegas obviously knows more than we do if we're getting beat by an 8-ball.
Good point.
Let's go to the 8-ball. Magic 8-ball. Will the Vikings win with the spread? It's on the line. Concentrate and ask again later. All right. Well, we got to go back to the Bears game. 49ers at Bears. 49ers favored by 4. Magic 8-ball. Will the 49ers win with the spread? Yes, definitely.
Oh, I like it. Let's get on board with you now. Quick, decisive. I like it.
Yeah. All right. So we went with the 49ers. Magic 8-ball. Will the Vikings win with the spread? Most likely. Magic 8-ball going with the Vikings.
Hmm. Well.
Maybe it's something do you want to change your pick now?
No. This is my chance.
All right.
I got to catch up some ground. I'm sticking out.
Well, we've got quite a few that are different here today, more so than other weeks. So,
well, I noticed. Did you notice last week too that the NFC games were all the same?
Yeah,
all the way across.
And the week before Big Ten, we were all the same. Well, with the exception of Michigan.
That's not any fun either.
Yeah. So yeah, we mixed it up a little bit here. This is going to be fun. Right. Fun full Good. Weekend of football. All right, man.
I like it. Yeah.
Well, Drew, thank you so much. We always appreciate it. Really love what you bring to the show. All your deep cuts,
man,
are crazy.
I love talking to you on Friday afternoons.
This is fun. We got to figure out, once the football season's over, we got to pick something else to pick.
Oh, we'll pick some things.
You know that's going to be taken out of context, right?
I would hope it would. I would hope it would.
All right, Drew, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right. This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.